Welcome to the Military Vehicle Conservation Center. Please come to a complete stop and put your vehicle in park when directed by our traffic control staff. Hi there, my name is Jeff Darrington. I'm another volunteer here at the museum. I've been volunteering here for a little over 3 years now. Welcome to Tank Trek Zone 4, the Military Vehicle Conservation Center, or as we call it, the MVCC. You're going to take your car through an area that before today, only our military vehicles were able to go. Again, you have 10 minutes to go through this zone, so there's no need to rush. Also, the turns can be very tight, so go slow and pay attention to the traffic controllers. Our traffic controllers here are very knowledgeable, so don't be afraid to roll down your window and ask a few questions, of course, at a safe distance. While you are stopped at the checkpoint, our RG31 Nyala is the large tan vehicle ahead of you. This vehicle was designed in South Africa and built by BAE. It was used extensively by Canadian troops in Afghanistan for patrols. Its design makes it more resistant to mines. The MVCC opened in August of 2018. Finally, we had enough room for all of our fleet, even if we have to Tetris them into place. Of course, we continue to grow. We are again starting to get a little bit cramped. As you enter the MVCC, there are a large number of vehicles. However, due to the show that you saw earlier, the vehicles may have been changed at the last minute. So there may be a few inaccuracies in the audio, but on your left are some of our armored personnel carriers. The first one is a British FV-432, which served with the British Army Training Group in Canada. Beside it is one of our many M113A2s. You will see several variants of that family. Moving towards the turn, there is a line of combat reconnaissance vehicles tracked, or better known as CVRTs. These vehicles, like the M113s, are a family of vehicles with same chassis, engine, and tracks, but different turrets and tops for different roles. This commonality simplifies training, maintenance, and parts. At the turn are two Soviet-era vehicles, the BMP Infantry Fighting Vehicle and the T-54 tank. Both of these vehicles were captured during the Gulf War. There is also our M551 Sheridan light tank. The Sheridan has a large 152mm gun that could also fire a Shillelagh anti-tank missile. Although advanced for its time, the missile system was problematic at best. The Sheridan was also airdroppable and amphibious. Facing the wall with its engine deck open is our Soviet T-34-85. This was the predecessor to the T-54 that you passed when entering into the building. The first T-34s had a 76mm gun. With the introduction of more heavily armored German tanks, the gun was upgraded to an 85mm gun. This also required a new three-man turret. As you can see, the MVCC is not only where these vehicles are stored for display, but also where we perform a lot of the maintenance and repair work on the vehicles. Historical military vehicles have a ratio of 4 hours of maintenance for every hour of operation, and all of this work is completed by our dedicated team of skilled volunteers. As you make your way to the next turn, on your right are part of our World War II Allied vehicles. These vehicles were used by all of the Allied armies. At the turn is an M3A1 Stuart light tank. This tank is lightly armored with a 37mm gun, which quickly became outdated, thus regulating the tank to a recon and convoy protection role. Beside it is an M24 Chaffee tank and one of our two working M4A2 Sherman tanks. Both of these tanks were acquired by the Canadian Army after the end of the war. Most of the tanks used by Canada were left in Europe after the war and either scrapped or given to friendly countries. Last on the right is our Centurion tank. This tank is finally operational after 15 years of work. It is a Mark V but has the 105mm gun removed and a 20-pounder gun from a previous Mark installed before it became a gate guard. It will be completed in a couple of years. After exiting the MVCC, turn right, and then turn right again after the M4 Sherman gate guard. Slowly proceed down towards the gift shop pickup, the donation zone, and the exit. Don't forget to listen to the Zone 5 audio as you exit. You do not need to wait, as this is the final museum zone. You are free to leave the MVCC at any time and make your way to the exit or Zone 5. Please proceed at no more than 10 kilometers, and follow our instructions from our staff. Please be prepared to follow the instructions of our traffic control staff when the signal sounds to move to the next station. Please proceed at no more than 10 kilometers per hour and follow all instructions from our staff.